Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to episode 61. In today's episode, I'm talking to you about all the things I want to do to make me happy in 2022. If you didn't know, we have about 32 days until 2022. So it is right around the corner. That being said, I am taking this time to think about how am I going to take care of me in 32 days? And I want to encourage you to do the same. Let's take a moment to think about ourselves, just us, and what we want to do to be happy. I hope you enjoy this episode. I'm Janelle B. Stewart, and I love to laugh, dance, and travel. But what I do best is talk. I'm here using my gift to inspire and empower you to live a life filled with positivity and abundance. Welcome to the Look on the Bright Side podcast. So today's discussion is going to be about those things that I want to do in 2022 that make me happy. And I feel like coming out of the worst year of our lives, 2020, coming into a year that wasn't necessarily the worst for as many people, but still wasn't great, 2021, due to the pandemic, I feel like it would be a really good idea to have a positive conversation about things I want to do and offer it as suggestions and advice for things you can do. But most importantly, just create the conversation and a space for us to talk about things we want to do that make us happy in 2022. And I have some fun ideas that I want to do. They're not like things that are going to be exceptionally exciting to some of you, but I think the idea of doing things that make you happy isn't about other people. So I want you to hear what it is I'm going to be doing in 2022, and I hope that it inspires you to do some amazing things. So the first thing that I want to do in 2022 that makes me happy is I want to read more. I know you guys have heard me talking about reading. And you know, when I say reading, I really mean listening. And I love listening to books on Audible. I found Audible back in 2017. And as someone who loved reading when I was in college, you know, I'm just going to age myself. I graduated college back in 2007. And so I used to read a lot. And then after I graduated, I would always read when I was commuting to work. If you live in New York City, your commute from Brooklyn to Manhattan, if you work in the city, can be pretty lengthy on the train. And so I would always have a book with me. I would read in the morning when I was sitting on the train commuting into work. And then I would read in the evening when I was commuting on the train home. And then because at this time, you know, YouTube and social media wasn't as big as it is now, I would spend most of my free time reading. However, my life started getting busier. My career changed from working in the city, having a 9-to-5, to having my own business. And as a result, reading isn't something that I was doing as often. And so finding Audible helped bring the joy that I got from reading back into my life, because I could listen to an audiobook and still be engaged, right, and immersed in the storyline. And so in 2019, I wrote a blog post where I shared like almost maybe 50 different books. It probably was even more books that I read or listened to, right? Just remember, when I say read, I mean I listened to, okay? Just remember, when Janelle says she read, she really means she listened to. But I shared like over 50 books that I listened to. And unfortunately, in 2020, even though I technically, you know, would have had more time due to the pandemic, being an entrepreneur and working from home, I actually didn't have more time. And if you listen to I forget which episode it was, but one of my past episodes, I shared like my struggles and what happened during the pandemic and why it was so hard for me. And then if you're over on my Patreon, you already know that I made a special video for you guys explaining how hard it was being an entrepreneur and working from home and then having everybody always home with me. And, you know, needless to say, my point is, long story short, is I didn't do as much reading. And while I did get back into reading in 2021, I definitely didn't do as much as I wanted to. And so I want to do more in 2022. Now, for those of you who don't have an Audible subscription or a membership, maybe you never knew, maybe you heard about it, but never thought to get it, I want to encourage you to get it. And to make getting an Audible membership even easier for you, I want to give you a membership for free. I'm an Audible affiliate, and basically what that means is I can give anybody an Audible membership for free. You can get any one book, and that one book will be yours. It'll be yours for keeps, and should you choose to continue with an Audible membership, then every month after that first free month, you will get a credit, and that credit can be used to get any book you want. So I encourage you to try Audible. The gift is on me. I'm going to put my link down below. When you use my link, you'll get a free membership and you can choose any book you want. Now, I would encourage you to choose one specific book that I'm recommending because I'm going to be having a book club meeting in January. For those of you who are not in my Patreon, you may not have known this. However, let me give you the good news now. When I launched the Patreon in October, I decided that I wanted to have a book club meeting. And I've been selecting books that I think are going to be fun and engaging for the people in my Patreon. And so for January 2022, the book club will be meeting on the fourth Monday, which is January 24th. And we're going to be reading the book Will by Will Smith. This book is amazing, you guys. It is amazing. And if you are a 70s baby or an 80s baby and you grew up with Will Smith and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and if you grew up enjoying him as an actor and you watched his movies, Independence Day, Bad Boys, The Pursuit of Happiness, I Am Legend, John Hancock. If you watched Will Smith's movies and you enjoy him as an actor, then you might be invested in some of the things and some of the stories that he talks about, especially because you grew up during the time that this was happening. And I love the book. I love the book. The book is about 16 hours if you listen to it on Audible, and I think I only have like 2 hours left. I can't stop listening to it. It is so good. And it's a very good read if you listen to it on Audible, or a very good listen if you listen to it on Audible, because Will does things in his audiobook that I've never heard of in any other audiobook. He adds music, and you can hear when he's reading his excitement in his voice when he's telling stories. You can tell when he's ready to laugh. You can tell when he's excited or when he's sad. Most people will read their audiobook and they'll just read it as a book. Not Will. He reads his audiobook like how you would read a story to a child. It's amazing. So even if you don't come to the book club, I definitely recommend you listen to the audiobook version of the book. Even if you like paper books, if you just love turning the pages, I still recommend you listen to the audio version of the book so you can hear the music and you can hear Will's voice and his everything. It's just amazing. Now, if you do want to come to the book club, I would love, love for you to join the book club. The book club is open to my patrons who are at the Angel or VIP level. So what does that really mean? Well, if you haven't heard me talk about my Patreon in the past, then obviously you don't know, but my Patreon has four different tiers where you can become a patron. And what does it mean to become a patron? It basically means you're making a monthly pledge to support the Look on the Bright Side podcast. And it is a financial contribution. However, you get lots of rewards and perks. Some of the top rewards are I will shout you out on the podcast once a month. I will shout you out on Instagram once a month. You get to see the video version of the podcast. Every time I record one of these episodes, there is a video. And I'm recording the video right now as I record the audio, and you'll be able to watch the video. There's also lots of behind the scenes stuff that I share that I no longer share anywhere else. I'm not sharing it on Instagram. I'm not sharing it on YouTube. I'm only putting it in the Patreon. And as a patron, you get to see it. And then, of course, there's more perks. You can go and check out the Patreon to see what the perks are. But the book club is a perk that is exclusive to my angels and also to my VIP. When you're an angel, you get a lot of perks and you get an invite to the book club. When you are a VIP, you get even more perks than the angels and you get invited to the book club, but you also get the book credit from me. So I will send you a credit for the book that we're reading in the book club every time we have a meeting. So I am going to be doing something that makes me happy, which is reading more. I have a lot of Audible credits from my gifts from Christmas and my birthday. And then also I have my monthly credit that comes in. I'm going to give you a credit so maybe you can read more during 2022. And if you are excited about the book club, make sure you join us and head over to my Patreon and you can join me there. Okay, the next thing that I'm going to do in 2022 that's going to make me happy is I am doing away with Brazilian waxes. Okay, now if you follow me on Instagram, I did share this week as I'm recording this video, I shared that I was no longer going to be doing Brazilian waxes anymore. And this was a reel that I shared on November 20th. So if you're listening to this and it's, you know, not November 20th of 2021 and you want to go look for it, you can go and look for it. You will see the video from November 20th. It's a reel. I'm actually going to play it here because I think it would be funny for you guys to hear the reel. It's about a minute or so. So I'm going to play it. And if you're tuning in to me on Patreon, then you're going to get to see the video as well. So let's listen to this.
Number one goal for 2022 is to do what makes me happy. And you know one thing that doesn't make me happy? Brazilian waxes. I am giving them up for 2022. I don't enjoy doing them, and my husband doesn't even care. So I'm giving up the Brazilian wax for 2022. Anyone gonna join me in solidarity?
Okay, so you heard the audio from the reel. And, you know, when 2020 came and we were not able to go out, we were on lockdown. You know, here in New York, we were on lockdown like first. So a lot of people still lived their lives day to day. But in New York, in March of 2020, we weren't able to do anything. You know, so going to take care of yourself, your self-care and grooming, that was out. And I had taken a long hiatus from going to the wax center. When I finally could go back, I remember going back and obviously feeling excited because I could finally go and take care of myself again. And then I was quickly reminded that I don't like this, right? This is painful. This is really, really painful. And so when I first went and got the first Brazilian wax, it was back when I was about to get married. My cousin, who was one of my bridesmaids, she had given me a coupon to go to get a Brazilian wax. I had never done it before. And I was excited because I thought it would be so cute to have like a bear, you know, my bear girl on my wedding night. And my husband would love it. But to be honest, my husband actually didn't say anything. I don't even think he knew that I had gotten a Brazilian. Obviously, I have shaved before. So he didn't think it was any different. And I'm going to say this with confidence because he didn't say anything. And I remember ultimately asking him, like, do you like the way it looks? And he was just like, what do you mean? And he didn't even notice. And so he was like, it's okay. He didn't really make it seem like I love this. He didn't. And then I never did it again because that first time back when I was getting married, it was so painful. I remember I actually bled. I actually had like tinges of blood from where the hair had been ripped out in my underwear. And it was so painful. I remember being so in so much pain. So fast forward many, many years, I never did it again. And then peer pressure from my best friend, we ended up going to a spa. She said she wanted to do it at a special place that she goes to in the city, and they do it really good. And so she convinced me to do it with her. And I just believing that it would be better than it was that first time, I just did it. It wasn't any better. It wasn't. But she advised me that if I kept it up and if I just kept doing it every 4 weeks, like don't miss a week, don't go over the 4 weeks, and don't skip a session, and then, you know, don't shave in between. She gave me all these tips. And of course, other people say these things as well, that it would be better, but it wasn't. And it's never been. And I've even taken Motrin before I've gone. And honestly, every time I have to go, I will reschedule. I'll call and reschedule and reschedule and reschedule and reschedule until I can't reschedule anymore. And then I have to like gas myself up the whole way there because I'm just afraid and I know it's going to be painful. And unfortunately, my thick African hairs don't follow any of those rules. You know, they grow back just as thick. They grow back just as fast. Going every 4 weeks, it doesn't get any less painful. Taking any type of medication does not help me. And when I realized, you know, I don't really like this and my husband doesn't really even care, I don't mind shaving. I don't need the bare look all the time. And I know when you shave, it grows back faster. But I don't mind it, and my husband doesn't mind it. So doing the Brazilian waxes doesn't make me happy. I'm not doing them. I'm just not doing them. No more. It's done. It's done. Not sure if you're going to give up Brazilian waxes, but I am. Okay? All right, y'all, we have to take a short commercial break so I can pay the bills and thank my sponsor for today's podcast. When we return, I'm going to continue with my last and final thing that I plan to do in 2022 to make me happy. We'll be right back real quick. I'm Janelle B. Stewart, and you're listening to the Look on the Bright Side podcast. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you a fan of global travel? Are you wanting to see more of the world yourself? Well, then you're my kind of people. My name is DeAndre Koch, and I'm the host of the travel podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey, where we share stories of everyday people making the most of global travel and also teach you how to do the same yourself. You'll hear stories from people just like you who learned how to travel for nearly free, like Jo, who realized she could take her daughter to Disneyland in Tokyo for cheaper than in the US, or Rob, who flew his entire family of seven to Europe round trip in business class, all for less than the price of economy. Check out the link in the description for the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast to learn how to elevate your own travels.
Support for the Look on the Bright Side podcast comes from Jessie Monroe Nail Care. If you're a girly girl and you love taking care of yourself, you want to pamper yourself and make yourself feel beautiful, check out JessieMonroeNailCare.com. Jessie Monroe Nail Care is a woman-owned black business offering vegan nail polishes that all can wear. They offer so many colors to choose from, and they are all beautiful. Trust me, I personally have many of the Jessie Monroe Nail Care nail polishes in my collection. So let me help you out by giving you three of my favorite colors. First is Come Through, next is Polar Bear, and last is Keep It Mellow. Go and check out JessieMonroeNailCare.com and use code BRIGHTSIDE20 to save 20% on your entire order, excluding bundles. If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, I can tell you firsthand that starting a podcast is one of the best decisions I have ever made, but it can feel overwhelming if you don't know how to get started. That's where Buzzsprout comes in. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, they've already helped over 100,000 1,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout will get your podcast into every major podcasting platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You also get a great-looking podcast website, audio players you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and on. Plus, Buzzsprout publishes new blog posts, podcast episodes, and YouTube videos every week, so you can learn the ins and outs of podcasting from people who eat, drink, and breathe it. To start your own podcast and get a $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in my show notes. Using this link will let Buzzsprout know that I sent you, and it also helps you to support this show. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a podcast. Hey loves, welcome back to the Look on the Bright Side podcast. I'm Janelle B. Stewart, and before the commercial break, I had just shared two of the three things that I plan to do in 2022 to make me happy. Now we're going to get into that last and final thing. Now, another thing I want to do in 2022 is I want to learn something new. I feel like when I'm learning new things, I feel very excited about the newness, and it makes me really, really happy. So, you know, think about the last time you learned something new that you were really interested in, or you did something new that you were really interested in. And for me, I'm constantly learning new things, but I'm gonna learn something new in 2022 that is just for me. Something that will just make me feel better, and making me feel better is gonna make me happy. So I was cleaning out my son's room with him a couple days ago, maybe last week, and we found this calligraphy book. Those of you who are here on my Patreon watching the video version, this is what it looks like. It says calligraphy made easy. And I've mentioned on many episodes of this podcast over the last couple of months that I love creative planning. And when I'm doing my content planning and I'm doing my business planning and planning out my schedule, I've shared that I love to add stickers, and I love to do designs. And you know what? Let me show you guys some of my recent ones, because we're getting into the holidays now. And I've been doing some Christmas spreads. So here, Patreon, see my theme for December. This is my monthly calendar overview. You see my little Santa there at the top. You see my little reindeer puppy. Okay, so that's my thing. That's my spread for the month of December. And then this one I did yesterday, and just a little one with some Christmas ornaments at the top. And then let me show you the one for the week of Christmas. Okay, this is my week of Christmas one. So I got my little countdown, 5 days till Christmas, all the way to the day of Christmas. Got my Santa. So I've told you guys that I like to do creative spreads, and I just wanted to show you all of those things that I just did, because I love showing my planner. But back to the point. So a lot of the time when I've watched videos of people doing creative planning, there are people who have great penmanship, and not just penmanship like their normal handwriting, but you can tell that they have practiced calligraphy of some sort, because how else would they know how to do that? And I've always thought that calligraphy was beautiful. And so finding this book is exciting, because it teaches you how to do calligraphy. In the front, they give you some warm-up stuff to do, some tips. I'm going to have to figure out what kind of pen to use, how to put the pen down on the paper. They have different, like I said, warm-ups, so you can start getting in the practice. And then they have actual practice where they start teaching you the letters. So I'm going to learn how to write the letters. I have to read this. I understand it, because I'm seeing words as I'm looking through it that I don't know. But ultimately, once you get to the end of it, you start adding on to your letters. And then eventually in the book, you start writing. You start full on writing. You see that? So I am very excited to learn something new. And maybe for you, for 2022, there's something new you want to learn. And so maybe you buy a book, maybe you take a course. And just in case you missed the message, if you are interested in learning how to make your own course, join me in January. I'm going to be doing a small group coaching called Create Your First Course. And over a period of 4 months, I'm going to work with a small group to teach them how to make their first course, because there are so many ideas and talents and skills and abilities that you have that you can absolutely sell. And I know so many people that have ideas or have thought about making a course, but just don't know how to start. So maybe this is something you learn how to do in 2022 with me. And if you're thinking about it or you're looking for more information, I will put the link down below in the description so you can check out my Create Your First Course coaching, and then you can sign up before enrollment closes. Maybe you watch some YouTube videos. Maybe you hire someone to help you with it. But I'm excited to try calligraphy for 2022, because I know that that's going to make me so happy to be able to add that element to my writing. I don't care if it's a notebook and no one else is going to see it, if it's my planner and no one else is going to see it. It doesn't matter. I know that it's going to make me happy to see me go from not knowing how to do this at all to totally mastering it. And it might be such a passion of mine to do the calligraphy that I take it to another level. That's the thing about learning new skills. You never know how that new skill will enhance another part of your life. You never know. So I'm looking forward to doing these three things that I've shared with you in 2022 to make me happy. And I'm looking forward to hearing what is it you plan on doing in 2022 to make you happy. I want you to share with me on my Patreon. Every single week when I put the podcast up, I put up a public episode, a public post of the audio version of the podcast. So I'm going to put the link down below directly to where I want you to go. And I want to see y'all show up on my Patreon. You will be able to access this post whether you're a patron or not, because it's public. So the link I'm going to put in the description. Now, before we go, I want to leave you with a quote to encourage you to look on the bright side. And that quote is, happiness is an inside job. Now, I know you guys are going to have a lot to say about this discussion, and I just cannot wait to hear what you say. I'm looking forward to reading your tweets and Instagram posts and IG stories. Be sure to tag me. I'm at Janelle B. Stewart everywhere. If you love this podcast, here's three simple ways you can support it. Leave me a review. It's free, and your reviews help to improve my podcast ranking on Apple Podcasts. Next, share this podcast with others. Also free and easy to do with the click of a button on your mobile phone. And lastly, become a patron and support this podcast so that it can continue to grow and help others live more abundantly. With that, I hope you all have a great week. And as always, I love you for listening. Bye.